Rav Gifter Zatzal in his Sefer Pirkei Torah tries to understand the pasuk, the year of Yaakov mi'oy v'yetzalo. Yaakov was very concerned. And the Medrash says that the reason Yaakov was concerned about Esav and was scared of Esav is because Esav had two great tzchusim. Esav had two great merits working in his favor. One was that he excelled in the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im, and the other was Yishuv Etz Yisrael, that he lived in Etz Yisrael all those years, where Yaakov Avinu did not. And the question that he is addressing is that although Esav had those chusim, Yaakov Avinu, as the pasuk says in Lavan Garti, and Rashi says V'tayag Mitzvah Shemarti, he kept all the Tayag Mitzvahs. So why was Yaakov Avinu so concerned because of these two mitzvahs? Particularly, he says, when we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu as he was going to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov Avinu, as you go into the home of Lavan, he gave him a haftacha that he will be with him all these times. So why was Yaakov Avinu so concerned? So he quotes a story that happened in the Slobodka Yeshiva, where it was one of the Bachrim, one of the students in the yeshiva, at one point, after Rosh Hashanah, got very ill. And when Yom Kippur came, Baruch Hashem, he was better, but he wasn't strong enough to come to the yeshiva, to daven, but he was able to stay at home where he lived, and daven. Then he got Baruch Hashem stronger, and he came to visit the Alta of Slobodka. The Alta Slobodka started to talk to him somewhat harshly. And he said to him, assuming that he had not fasted that year, Yom Kippur, because of his health status, that you need to realize that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you not healthy on Yom Kippur, so of course you don't have to fast. But it should cause you to think, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? We, of course, believe in Hashgacha Pratis. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you into a situation that you should not be able to fulfill a mitzvah? It must be because there's an issue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with you. And of course, it's really a Gemara. The Gemara speaks about rain on Sukkos. And the Gemara compares it to a servant who wanted to bring something to his owner, and the owner throws it back at him and says, I don't want what you're bringing to me. And he said, and that's why, under the assumption that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not given him the opportunity to fast on Yom Kippur, it's something to reflect for introspection. Why is that? And that's what Rav Gifter Zatzal says was Yaakov Avinu's approach. What happened here was that Yaakov Avinu, of course, couldn't fulfill the mitzvah Kibbutz Ava'im. Of course he couldn't fulfill the mitzvah Yishuv Etz Yisrael, given the circumstances that he was put into. But what Yaakov Avinu, the Yeremoy, the Yetzaloy, was, why was I put into this type of a situation? Why am I here not being able to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do? Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakas Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give us the benefit, to give us benefit. Lefika chibur lam Torah mitzvahs. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Torah mitzvahs. And if we lose that opportunity to do Torah mitzvahs, even if it's legitimate that we have lost it, that's not the issue. But there's a question why that happened to us, and including that story, Rav Alta Slobodka, when this Bacher was able to tell him, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi, I did fast. I did feel well in Yom Kippur enough to fast. Rav Dalter was so happy. He says, on the contrary, that's a proof that even though you weren't well, you got well before Yom Kippur. It's very much a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anxious to see you avoida. The year Yaakov ma'oid v'yetzaloi, Yaakov wasn't jealous of Esav. Yaakov wasn't concerned that Esav is a bigger tzaddik than him. Yaakov Avinu was concerned that why did he lose the opportunity to do certain mitzvahs? And that isn't a contradiction to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told him that he will be with him. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving him opportunity to do mitzvahs, that's something that caused him great aggravation. And that concept is really seen elsewhere in this parasha. The pasuk says, Rashi says, that Yaakov Avinu, Pirush Rashi said, Hiskan atzmo l'shlosh dvarim. Yaakov Avinu prepared himself in three ways for his encounter with Eitzav. L'doyren, l'tfilah, l'mechama. L'doyren, to give him a gift. L'tfilah, to daven, l'mechama. And for war, if so is necessary. L'doyren, because the pasuk says, V'tava mincha aponav. The parasha begins with the gift that was sent to Esav. L'tfilah, Elokei Avi Avram, he davened. And L'mechama, V'hoya Machan Anisha L'fleita. So the Sefer Megid Yosef points out that if we follow the order of the Pesukim, the first thing Yaakov Avinu did was prepare himself for Mechama. Then he did Tefillah, and then he did Doirin. And the question is obvious. Tefillah, we would expect, should be the first thing that Yaakov Avinu should have done. Isn't that what every person, every member of Klal Yisrael does, that as soon as he's in a situation, he is mispalo? And certainly, also, he asks, shouldn't have Yaakov Avinu, who, of course, wanted to avoid Mechama, first have sent the gift, and maybe that would appease Esav, and only if the gift doesn't appease him, then there would be no choice of but to do Mechama. So the order is difficult to understand. So Rashi, he quotes Rashi on the beginning of Parashas Bereishis. The pasuk says, Lohimta la'aretz, there was no rain. And Rashi explains, there was no rain in the world until Adam Rishon recognized and felt the lack of rain. And when Adam Rishon felt the lack of rain, that's when he was ready to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Of course, davening is critical. Of course, tefillah is incredibly important. But we have to feel the need to daven. We have to recognize what is our situation. And therefore, the first thing Yaakov did was prepare for Mechama. A preparation for Mechama, a preparation that Yaakov Avinu starts to think, why am I in this situation that I need to prepare for Mechama, is the best preparation for tefillah. And that's why the tefillah that he'll give, and then the doirin that he'll give, after that the Torah speaks about, will be a different tefillah, and will be a different doirin. When you think, why am I here? And what Yaakov Avinu's behavior in this parasha personifies that Yaakov Avinu was thinking, why am I here? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me in this situation? And if a person thinks in every situation, what is expected of me, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear your tefillah and in a whole different way. And the pasuk also tells us in this week's parasha about the battle that Yaakov Avinu had, as we know, with the Sarah Shel Esav. The pasuk says, "Vayavik ish imoy ad alois ha-shachrim." And the Medrash says, "Rav Yudim Amatarti." Rav Yudim said two things when he learned this pasuk. Rav Yudim kol ha-roichel she-Yisrael oisim matzlichim ba'olam hazeh. If Klal Yisrael goes out to sell items and they're successful, b'sos oisa avik shalvinu Yaakov, it's because of the dust that happened from Yaakov Avinu. And then the Medrash continues, Rav Yudim oimichayri. All business deals that Klal Yisrael are successful with in this world, and we need to understand, why is business success connected? Why is business success connected to the avik, to the dust that went up from the battle between Yaakov and the Sarah Shel Esav? So the Sefer Cheshev Sofer quotes his father, the Shevet Sofer, that says that here we had a battle between a person and a malach. The difference between a person and a malach is that a person is greater in a great degree than a malach, because a person has a yetzahara. And the person who has a yetzahara is still able to connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That represents greatness. And that's why the Gemara Masechta Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph, Amar Aleph says, Shehelek Avak Margulaseyem Ad Kisei HaKovid, that a person is able to bring Avak Margulaseyem. A person realizes there are battles in life. There are battles with the Yetzirah. But what does the person use those battles? He uses those battles to recognize that I need to use these opportunities and I need to use these lessons to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehi Adam, we are human beings, says the Ksav Sofer, but we need to recognize that Lenefesh Chaya, we the Adam, we the people, can become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person who lives his life constantly recognizing our closeness to Hashem, constantly recognizing the Hashgacha Pratis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, constantly recognizing the Siyata Deshmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, the person who Yehela Ovik, the person who raises that dust, that Gashmias, Akisei HaKovid, will be successful in his Gashmias. Because that's the point. If you realize that your Gashmias comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then your Gashmias becomes Ruchnias. And if your Gashmias becomes Ruchnias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Siyata Deshmaya to succeed.